الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Honorable brothers in Islam, there are many fada'il excellences in reciting Durood Sharif Salat ala Nabi. And we're told that any gathering, any majlis in which Salat is recited upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then a fragrance leaves that gathering, emanates from that gathering, and it reaches the heights of the skies. When it reaches there, the Malaika, they say that this is that Salat which has come from a majlis on earth in which they remembered the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Meaning they sent Salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you're reciting Salat on the earth and the angels, the heights of the skies, they can smell that fragrance. So when this is the case, we as Muslims should always try and create that fragrance. When we're at homes, when we're in the masjid, any majlis mubarak, inshallah, we should try and recite Salat ala Nabi. That fragrance will emanate, the angels will bear witness to that. And inshallah, hopefully Allah Ta'ala, by means of that, will grant us forgiveness and mercy as well, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It seems just like yesterday, messages were circulating that the moon of Ramadan has been sighted. Brothers were rejoicing. Muslims were happy across the globe that once again Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with another opportunity to gain His forgiveness, His mercy and His blessings. That was the beginning of Ramadan, and now, without even realizing, the last Jumu'ah of this Ramadan Kareem, and in fact the last moments, the last few hours, they've passed by us so quickly. And then there are people from the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who took advantage of every single day and night of this blessed month. They worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They recited the Quran abundantly. They sent salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. They fed people. They provided iftar to people. In short, they did all of those good deeds that make one receive immense reward in the month of Ramadan. And now that the month of Ramadan is departing, such people who knew the qadr of Ramadan, the value of Ramadan, right now, their hearts are sad. Right now, they're in grief. Why is that? Because they know as soon as this month departs, no longer will they gain 70 times the reward for reciting or reading namaz, which is obligatory. As soon as Maghrib enters, they know that a nafal act won't be rewarded equivalent to a fard act. Such people who are eager for reward and they took advantage of this month, no doubt their hearts are sinking. They're grief-stricken. And you may think, what's this grief upon the month departing? Remember, the ulama of Islam have said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam would mention to the sahaba that a blessed month has arrived. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, أَتَاكُمْ رَمَضَانْ شَهْرٌ مُبَارَكٌ. When Ramadan would arrive, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would welcome the month, would inform his sahaba of this blessed month, and he would say that this is a blessed month. A blessed month has come to you. Now that we know that this month is blessed through the blessed tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of course when this blessed month departs, then that barakah will also depart along with it. The barakat that are found in Ramadan Kareem are not found in Shawwal al-Mukarram. And likewise, the other months of the Islamic year. We know this. So right now, Muslims are feeling sad. And it's a sign of Iman as well. But alhamdulillah, where those who took advantage will now again take advantage of these last moments. Those who didn't take advantage, even they can have their names placed in the register of those who are forgiven. Because even if the month wasn't spent the way they wanted, at least now by showing grief, by showing nadama, by showing hasra, regret and remorse, they can become those who earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Ya Allah, we admit, we acknowledge that we couldn't worship you as one should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, we have a lack of ikhlas. O Creator, O Malik, we were lazy in this blessed month. Ya Allah, Azza wa Jal, but right now, when the month only has a few hours left, Ya Allah, we are sad. Ya Allah, we are grief-stricken that this month is about to depart and we didn't achieve what we were supposed to achieve. When all those people maximize the reward. Alhamdulillah, many, many people are sitting in i'tikaf right now in this blessed month of Ramadan, Fazan in Medina. Some people have even sat for the entire month of Ramadan. Massive sacrifice. Imagine that, 30 full days. Then you have many who came in the last 10 days, the last Ashara. This is no small sacrifice. This is a big sacrifice in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Leaving the comfort of their homes, coming to the house of Allah, the masajid. And then they have a jadwal, a schedule to follow, study circles. It's not easy, but the reward is immense. So, all have a sense of grief. Whether somebody took full advantage or somebody was not amongst those who took advantage. Somebody fell short, he had shortcomings in this month. Both of them are sad now. But what do we do? The ulama advise that in these last few moments, one should be humble in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He should be between hope and fear. Bayn al-raja wal-khawf. He should think to himself that those actions that I have performed are not worthy of being accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of this, he's fearful. I don't know what's going to happen. But at the same time, you should have this mindset as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through his grace, through his fadl, will inshallah accept whatever I did and he will reward me in abundance. We know in a narration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a person will not enter Jannah because of his a'mal. Although there are acts that are obligatory and one has to do. But in reality, admittance and entrance into Jannah is through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person thinks like this, Ya Allah, these fasts that I kept, the outward adab I followed, I didn't eat, drink, I refrained from marital relations. But Ya Allah, the adab, the inner, the batini adab, controlling the heart, the limbs of the body from disobedience. Ya Allah, I fell short. Ya Allah, I wasn't able to worship you with sincerity. But Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are the off-forgiving. You are Rahman, you are the most merciful. Ya Allah, do not look towards my a'mal. Ya Allah, shower your mercy upon me. This is the mentality that we should have now that this blessed month is departing. So, this is something that the ulama in the latter generations specifically emphasized. Ghami Ramadan, or farewell Ramadan, bidding farewell to Ramadan and having this hasra that I could have done more. I don't know if I'm leaving this month in a state that I'm forgiven or not. I don't know. Now, one scholar from the past, he's from the 8th century Hijri. More than 600 years ago he passed. 600 years ago he passed. Allama Shu'aib Harifish, Rahimahullahu Ta'ala. Now he says that, O people, why do you not have this sadness in your heart now that the month of Ramadan is departing? Why don't you have this in your heart? This is a scholar, not a contemporary scholar, from more than 600 years ago. It's from Egypt, Cairo in particular. And he says, why shouldn't we be motivated in regards to the worship of Ramadan? Now that we're separating from this blessed month, why shouldn't we shed tears in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why shouldn't we have grief in our hearts? What this shows is that ulama of the past, the scholars of the past, they would advise the ummah with this. Although it's picked up recently, and in particular in the month of Ramadan within the blessed environment of Dawat Islami, and especially the last dua, very emotional, people are crying because they will be separated from Ramadan Kareem. Know that this is a practice of our awliya, our ulama, the saliheen of this ummah. Many people who were with us last Ramadan, they're not with us today. And likewise, there'll be many Muslims who are here today, they won't be here next year. This is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever has come into this world, whoever has been given life, will pass away as well. And when we will pass away, Allah knows best. So when we know this, that this could be the last Ramadan Kareem, we have to take full advantage of it. Now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, mentioned wa'eed, a warning. For that person who saw this month of Ramadan, but he was not able to have himself forgiven. Heedless throughout the month of Ramadan. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, رَغِمَ أَنْفُ رَجُلٍ دَخَلَ عَلَيْهِ رَمَضَانٍ. May that person's nose be rubbed in dust, become dusty. Who saw Ramadan? He saw Ramadan. He lived to see Ramadan Kareem. But what happened? ثُمَّنْ سَلَخَ قَبْلَ أَنْ يُغْفَرَ لَهُ. But then Ramadan departed without him being forgiven. How unfortunate is that person? This is why these last moments are emphasized. Who knows the tears that one sheds in these last few hours, even the last few minutes before Ramadan departs, they become a means of maghfirah for him. They become a means of forgiveness for him. I remember this is a good thing to encourage this. That on the last day in particular, last Friday as well, increase your istighfar. Cry in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a good thing. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whoever innovates a new thing which is good, sunnatan hasanatan, then he will have the reward of that and the reward of all those who act upon that as well. So you may have encouraged someone else to show remorse as well. You may have encouraged someone else to cry in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the final moments of Ramadan Kareem as well. And because of that, the Prophet alayhi salam said, this is a hadith in Sahih Muslim, he will receive the reward of starting that new act and the reward of all those who followed him. And this is a good act. Although nobody can class it as a sunnah per se, but as I mentioned, the saliheen of this ummah, they did this. When Ramadan came, they were rejoicing, happy. And when Ramadan departed, they were crying in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, let's listen to an account. Our fortunate person, the last sermon, today is the last khutbah of this Jumu'ah, meaning this Ramadan. Listen to an account of an unfortunate person who was blessed on the last Jumu'ah that he saw in Ramadan. It's mentioned in Rawdul Fa'iq that a person narrates, I attended the gathering of Sayyiduna Mansur bin Ammar rahimahullah ta'ala. He was delivering a lecture. This is the last Friday of that particular Ramadan, centuries ago. People were in attendance and his bayan was full of admonition, full of counsel, targhib and tarheeb. And he describes, he says, that the words were so effective that those words could lead to fire emerging from even hard stones. That's how much efficacy, ikhlas there were in those words, how much impact those words could have. But what happened is that all those in attendance were not moved by it at all. They just sat there. Had no effect upon them whatsoever. That's when Sayyiduna Mansur bin Ammar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he noticed this. And he said, "Oh people, is no one going to cry amongst you over his faults that he has been made aware of? Isn't it the month of repentance? Isn't it the month of seeking and being granted forgiveness? Are the doors of paradise not open in this month? Are the doors of hell not closed in this month? Are Satan's not imprisoned in it? Does the rain of blessings not shower? Does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not reveal his divine manifestation in this blessed month? Are 1 million sinners not freed from hell every day in this month? Every night at the time of iftar in this month? What has happened to you?" This is what Sayyidina Mansur bin Ammar is saying to the people in attendance. So many centuries ago. Last Friday of that particular Ramadan. This is during his sermon. And he says, "Why are you depriving yourself of great reward? And are proud of wearing the clothing of disobedience?" Meaning, why don't you perform good deeds? And why do you commit sins? And when he changed the tone of the lecture, the bayan, it's narrated, only then did people begin to start crying. They began to show and express sadness. They were wailing. That yes, what Allama Sahib is saying is absolutely true. This month has come and gone. It's the last Friday. We should be crying in fear that maybe our ibadah hasn't been accepted. We should be shedding tears that this blessed month is about to depart. But why aren't we? And it's narrated, Sayyidina Mansur bin Ammar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was asked by an individual in that gathering. Someone got up in that gathering, a young man. And he said, "Oh my master, I have a question. Please tell me if my fasts have been accepted. Will the acts of worship that I performed in this month be accepted?" And then he said, "I have committed so many sins. I've ruined my entire life committing sins. Tell me, if I repent, will I be forgiven?" This is a young man who stood up in that gathering. He says, "If I repent in the court of Allah, then what?" Sayyidina Mansur bin Ammar rahmatullahi alayhi said to this young man, he said, "Repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Why? Allah ta'ala says, "Wa inni laghaffarun liman taba," that I am the one who forgives he who repents. The one who repents, Allah ta'ala accepts their forgiveness. And then he said, he ordered someone rather in that gathering to recite this verse of the Quran, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَعْفُو عَنِ السَّيِّئَاتِ. And it is he who accepts the repentance of his slaves and he pardons the sins. And when he heard this, the young man heard this, it's narrated that he let out a scream. He let out a scream. And he says, "Although I was fortunate enough to be blessed with the grace of Allah, yet I continued to commit more and more bad deeds. I did not return from the wrong path. Time has passed, and I do not know when Allah will forgive me." Then he let out another scream and his soul left his body. This person on the last Friday of that particular Ramadan, he asked this question, and Sayyidina Mansur bin Ammar rahmatullahi alayhi told him, "Seek repentance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." But this person was so overcome, ghalaba of fear, that is mentioned he let out a scream and he passed away. Now these are the things that we want to highlight. That no matter how sinful somebody is, no matter how many sins a person has committed, Allah Ta'ala's mercy is vast. We all know the account of the person who murdered 99 times and then 100. He was forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because he repented in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And this is one thing that shaitan, who will be out in full force after Ramadan, he makes a person lose hope in the court of Allah. He says, "Why are you repenting for? Do you think you'll be forgiven? you the greatest sinner? What hope do you have? This is the work of shaitan. Shaitan makes a person lose hope. That's what he does. He's lost hope himself. And he wants to make other people lose hope as well. But we as Muslims cannot fall prey to such satanic whispers. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives every sin. Every sin. If a person dies and he repents, it is hope from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that his sins will be forgiven. Even if in his lifetime he committed shirk, polytheism, the greatest sin, associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he repented before his death. He repented, he saw the error of his ways. Even that's accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning that repentance is accepted. He has to enter Islam again, of course. So, this is something that we must grasp. We must understand that seeking forgiveness from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is imperative. Make it your wazifa. Make it something you have to do. You don't attain peace without doing it. You need to always do istighfar. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, who was sinless, he would seek forgiveness, seek istighfar from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we, the ummah of the Prophet alayhi salam, we've committed many, many sins. What sins are the ummah not committing today that were committed by the previous nations? We know how the previous nations were destroyed. Toppled. Flood came. Tornadoes. All sorts of punishments. But this is the mercy of Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this ummah is protected. We have committed many sins. So this person, he was fortunate. The last Friday of Ramadan, in his time, he sought forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He showed humbleness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala elevated him. He passed away in the month of Ramadan. The scholars of Islam say that whoever passes away in the month of Ramadan, it is hope from the mercy of Allah that he will not be questioned in the grave. This is the blessing of passing away in this noble month. And then, when you pass away in this month, subhanallah, we know that the month of Ramadan will intercede for a person. Perform shafa'ah for a person on the day of judgment. This is also hoped for as well. So now that the month is departing, we need to evaluate our month, assess our month, self-accountability, ihtisab. And we need to ponder. And even in these last few moments, if we make them count, who knows what we do in these last few moments will outweigh and be dominant over what we did in the entire month, even if we were heedless. So make these last few moments of the blessed month of Ramadan Kareem count, inshallah. And then, just to finish, this month was supposed to be a platform. We use this platform to develop taqwa in our lives. What does the Quran say? That fasting is prescribed for you just as it was prescribed for those before you. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum. What was the maqsad? La'allakum tattaqoon. That perhaps you may attain taqwa, piety. And we know taqwa means ijtinabu dhunub, refraining from sins. And fulfilling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to ask ourselves, after 30 days of Ramadan Kareem, how far have we reached in this journey of refraining from sins and performing the ahkamat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Have we developed such taqwa that on the day of Eid, we will perform all our 5 daily prayers? Have we developed such taqwa that on the day of Eid as well, that now that Ramadan will go, we will still refrain from disobeying Allah? Because this was the maqsad of Ramadan. So this month was supposed to be that month. But we still have time. In these blessed moments, seek forgiveness from Allah. Ask for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you in your dunya, in your akhirah as well. And give you tawfiq to worship Him in abundance. So that when next Ramadan Kareem comes, you can say, subhanallah, the last Ramadan has such a major effect on my life. I'm looking forward to the next Ramadan now. And how many blessings that month brings to me. So, this was the month. It was a beloved month of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And as mentioned, the awliya, the salihin, they looked forward to this month. And today, some people, we're not saying everyone, some people, ma'azallah, have the opposite mindset. They're saying that it's departing. They're looking forward, looking at the next month. But the true lovers of this month are sorrowful, are grief-stricken, Asad. This month is going. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in one narration that if my ummah knew the worth of Ramadan, if they knew the true value of this month of Ramadan, they would desire that Ramadan remains all year round. All year round. Imagine that. Masajid are packed all year round. Imagine that people giving sadaqah as they do in the month of Ramadan all year round. Imagine people fasting, subhanallah, throughout the year. Reciting the Quran as they do in Ramadan. Doing mutala'ah, reading tafsir of the Quran. Understanding the Quran, knowing their creator, developing a connection with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine this was done all year round. Imagine that jazba, that passion to invite towards good and forbid evil was with us all year round, just like it is in Ramadan. That tolerance that we've developed because of fasting, and this was one of the wisdoms of fasting, that you develop tolerance, patience, self-control. Imagine that remained with us all year round. How blessed would we be as an ummah? But it's seen that as soon as Ramadan departs, many people, Allah make us from those who are not heedless, but many people are back to square one. Rage, anger, fury, they vent all of it. So this is something that we must be mindful of, that shaitan will be released and we have to prove ourselves. We have proved ourselves in this month of Ramadan that we can refrain from that which is jais. Drinking water is something which is permissible. Eating food, halal food, is permissible. We have proved to ourselves in this month of Ramadan that we can refrain from the permissible. Then our mindset should be that to a greater extent, badaraja awla, we can refrain from haram as well. Of course we can. But this is where company also plays a part as well. If you are with like-minded people who want to achieve this aim of being pious all year round, and inshallah that will help you. Whenever you fall short, they will pick you up. They will encourage you. They will provide that encouragement to you. But opposite to this, if you're with people who don't pray their daily salah, people who are miserly, people who can have a negative impact upon you, then most likely it will. Because as-suhbatu mu'athira, companionship has a profound effect, a great effect on a person. We're told about this in ahadith. So we need to ensure that our company is good as well. Inshallah, if our company is good, we're with people who are striving for the same cause, who want to become pious slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who want to frequent the masjid as much as possible, who encourage you to recite the Quran, wake you up for Fajr Salah, then subhanallah, you will be on the right path. So this is what we need to aim for after this month of Ramadan, that we're still encouraging one another. That those qualities that we have implemented in our lives, that we have adopted in this blessed month of Ramadan, we continue to implement them after Ramadan as well. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He accepts our siyam, that He accepts our fasting in His noble court. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our qiyam, our performing of salah, our taraweeh. Those brothers who were fortunate to sit in i'tikaf, we make khas dua for them and we will make dua for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts their i'tikaf in His noble court. This was a big sacrifice, leaving their homes for 10 days. But they were here to attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we pray that they leave with that pleasure of Allah azza wa jal as well. And may Allah for their sake give us tawfiq to sit the sunnah i'tikaf in the coming year. We should sit, try and sit at least once in our lifetime, inshallah. Nice to see people who sit numerous times. Even in this i'tikaf, I've seen people in this very fazan in Medina who sat many times before as well. And I think that's a khas rahman tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah include us among such people as well. May Allah forgive our shortcomings in this noble month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us taqwa, which was the goal of this noble month of Ramadan. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept every single good deed that we did in this blessed month of Ramadan Kareem. Ameen, bijahi an-nabiy al-ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Glorious in every corner of the world, for the sake of Medina, we are calling upon you, Allah.